Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to Just Appeal. I'm your host, Winnell, and glad you are able to join me this fantastic Friday. I am feeling my best. Hallelujah. And I just want to give all praise to the Lord about it. Hallelujah. So here at Just Appeal, I want you just to remember that we believe our experiences, whether they're triumphs or challenges, are beneficial, and this is why. Our experiences strengthens our personal relationship with God. We see favor when we work in obedience to God's will. Advocacy for justice and helping others is a part of our livelihood. So when we see these different challenges, not for ourselves all the time, but for other people, that we are there to help them as much as possible wherever the Holy Spirit leads us. We are learning and studying God's word, developing a sound and a firm foundation in Him, and we are empowered through prayer. So these are the things that Just Appeal has always promoted here, and wants you just to remember that it's all good, it's all for God's purpose. Hallelujah. So we're going to get right into the show. So you can call me at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794 to voice your commitment. Let me slow down, y'all. Comments or testimonies. I guess I'm just so excited for what God put in my heart for today. So let's be real with y'all. I'm going to just keep it real. Amen. Like I always do. So last week we discussed dreams and how it was a strategy of God using. Let's start again. Let me just breathe because I have time. Amen. Amen. So pray for your girl. Pray for your girl. Amen. Okay, so last week we discussed dreams, which was a interesting topic only because we recognize how it's a strategy that God uses to give us guidance. And interesting enough, and let me just be very clear, I wanted to add there that dreams also give us glimpses of the spiritual realm. I have mentioned before a great resource, a God-fearing man of God who is just anointed. His name is Kevin L.A. Ewing. So if you want to know more information about dreams, why they are so important, please, please, please check him out. Check him out. You will find a database. I'm not joking. When it comes to him being able to interpret dreams, the different symbols, because of his own personal experiences with dreams, but what God has downloaded in him. So I highly suggest it. Again, you can find him on YouTube. I know for a fact in 2018, December in 2018, I was driving to Colorado, a 20-something hour drive, and I listened to this man hours on end. I was just in awe. No joke. So, again, please, please, please check him out, and he will give you more insight about what your dreams mean and how they do affect you, and not just you, but those that are around you, those that you dream about. It's a lot. So I don't want you to be skeptical about it, but I did mention last week that I would give a couple of symbols in dreams based upon the information Kevin Ewing had given, and then going back to the scripture. So these are at least three that I know for sure, for sure, for sure, and listening to the different testimonies of other people. So I was a bit surprised how dreams can repeat themselves. And what I mean by that, certain themes, certain instances that occur. And that's why when I heard the different testimonies of other people that I had no idea and could see there is something to this being relevant to everybody's lives, that's when I begin to say, okay, this is real. Because at first I thought, like, this is crazy. Huh? No, don't feel that way. It's just that I wasn't taught, and he's a great teacher. So the number three I want to start with that you might see in your dream is dead people. So you can think of somebody that has passed away and somebody that you are very close to, somebody that was dear in your life. Well, that is actually not that person. It's a masquerading spirit, because we're talking about evil spirits here, that are looking like somebody that you've known, you can trust. That's the biggest thing, and it actually represents a generational curse. So anytime that you're seeing dead people in a dream and they're talking to you and like, oh, hey, like all is good, and they don't actually look just like that person that passed away, it is a masquerading spirit, generational curse. Next, eating in a dream. I had a dream about this last night. I didn't eat, but I did drink something not good, not good at all. It's an evil spirit disguising itself as something that you want, okay? But it can cause infirmity. And normally it is some type of infirmity, but you have to ask God just discernment, number one, but also to reject it. And I definitely will go through that a little bit later. Let me just get my notes out real quick. But when you're eating in a dream, no. Your spirit doesn't need food, right? Your spirit needs what type of food? God's food, which is his word. So that is just not good at all. So oftentimes it has some meaning of infirmity. It could be down to a cold, cancer, all types of things. So definitely pray about that when you do wake up if you're eating in your dream. The last one, which was the number one, is going to the bathroom. Basically going to the bathroom in a dream to repent. And it is so detail-oriented, but I'm just going to keep it as general as I possibly can. When you just go to the bathroom, it's just something that you need to repent. When I say something that you need to repent about, you may not know exactly what it is, but just repent to make it clear because it's coming to you, it's coming to your attention, okay? So, again, please go to Kevin Ewan's ministry. I just felt the Holy Spirit when I was putting the show together for today was just nudging me and pushing me and reminding me to tell you about Kevin Ewan's ministry, about the dreams. And what also is important that he has throughout his blog, so you can go to kevinlaewings.blogspot.com. You can look it up on Google. But this was something that I say, if not every day, no, I'm going to say at least 99% of the time because I dream often. So this was one thing that he encouraged his listeners to do, and it is a prayer. So I'm just going to read it and just rewind this episode so you can hear it again. But I have it written down in my journal so I can go directly to it. So it does say, Father, if my dream was of you, then I come in a complete agreement with your will and purpose for my life. However, if my dream was not of you but was demonically initiated, then I reject, renounce, rebuke, and cancel any and all evil covenants and subtle demonic agreements that were established in my dream and that it will never manifest in my life in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me do that again. I need to put this on our blog. Okay. Father, if my dream was of you, then I come in complete agreement with your will and purpose in my life. However, if my dream was not of you, but was demonically initiated, then I reject, renounce, rebuke, and cancel any and all evil covenants and subtle demonic agreements that were established in my dream and that it would never manifest in my life in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, here's another prayer that he had. So just go on his blog because he does pray like crazy, but he's just filled with the Holy Spirit. So we're not giving him worship. No, he's just filled with the Holy Spirit and writes it down. Okay. The last thing he put that I have here is I renounce and reject and cancel by fire all evil altars, evil sacrifice, and all evil spirits speaking against my destiny. So here, and I can't get into it too much today, but these prayers are extremely important because you speak, it shall come to what? Pass. So you are canceling anything that has occurred in your dream that was not of God. And that's the bottom line. We went into dreams last week, so please listen to that show from February the 13th and get a little bit more information. But like I said, he has so much information. He's just been called to focus on this and just to help. I mean, international, no, he is that man. So we praise God for him. And he's young, too. So don't think because you are not old in a sense and, you know, not necessarily, I don't know, I'm not going to get into that, but he's a young guy. So that would caught my attention. I was like, man, he's really young, but he's on fire for the Lord. And he always goes back to the scripture. So basically, that's what our show is about today. Again, you can call me at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794. And we are talking about meditating on God's word. Hallelujah. We recognize, and I'm praying for every believer out here, that you are moving in a different territory. And you, I pray that you are moving forward because these last days are going to get even thicker with these labor pains as Jesus described. So got to keep it moving. And advancing is so necessary. And what I kept hearing in my spirit when it came to doing this show was meditating on the word of God. Straight up. Straight up. Again, you can go to Just Appeal's blog at blogspot.com. Check us out for just encouragement and just to be inspired and to know that the word is up there as well. Different translations, mostly the King James Version, but it's for you to meditate on his word. And to meditate on his word, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Not necessarily somebody always telling you the word, but allowing somebody to speak to you through the Holy Spirit, it will be confirmation what God says in his word. Hallelujah. Glory. Moving forward. Amen. So let's get into it. We need to meditate on God's what? Word. Point blank. No ifs, buts about it. I cannot express how important this is. Meditating. What do I mean by meditating? I'm not saying get a moment where you're clearing out the air. I'm not talking about that. Absolutely not. That comes from the world. We are talking about reading God's word, highlighting his word, memorizing his word, reading it again and again, morning, noon, night, 15 seconds here, 30 minutes over here, but just drenching ourselves with his word. And this is important. There's nothing else I can tell you more than life itself. You have to meditate on his word. We do not feast on bread alone, but the word of God. Simple as that. And a great example is Psalms 100. My prayer is for you to know this, that you are able to do exactly what this psalmist said in 119, and that's the longest Psalms, okay? I think it's the longest book of the Bible. I might be wrong, but know that this can be you, because when I was reading, I was like, oh, my goodness, he's for real, for real. So we will not read it to its capacity, but I pray and I hope that you will read it from the beginning to the end. It is long. It might feel repetitive, but you'll start to notice a certain thing, which is clear, God's word. And you'll focus on the reasons and the benefits of meditating on God's word. But what I wanted to particularly talk about today in verse 28 in Psalms 119 was how the word did something miraculous in this person's spirit. Amen. And I believe, of course, it will do the same for you and it will do the same for me. Amen. And so let's go into Psalms 119, verse 28. My soul melted for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. 35. So just jump around. 35. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. 47. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. 48. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Hallelujah. My soul melted for heaviness, which is 28. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Okay, 28, showing us when we are heavy, heavy burden, depressed, oppressed, this word from the Lord will strengthen us. Amen. Not listening to whoever, whatever, looking, watching, just basically, what's the word I'm looking for? You just clock out, because I know I've done that before plenty of times, but this is where I receive lightness. Remember, his yoke is what? Light through his word. Okay, 35. This was interesting because it does say, I want to say Psalms 34 or 37, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And so I was just really impressed how the person who wrote the psalm was definitely delighted in God's commandments. Because you think like, oh my goodness, just let's talk for a second here. His word is hard. Like, oh my gosh, I got to do this, I got to do that. You know, that might be a babe in Christ, but honestly, y'all, when I look at God's commandments, I'm like, what? Oh, this is so much. Like, I can't do this. And that's not the attitude that he wants. That's why he tells you, be bold and courageous. I'm here with you. But I want to get to this place, y'all, that I love God's word and I delight in it completely. Completely. That I do not feel any type of condemnation, that I do not pick television over reading my word. I want to get to that point. And I can definitely just be true with y'all that I feel as though I'm not there at this moment. But when I looked at 47, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Question, have you loved God's commandments? I mean, all of them, like straight up, all of them, right? So I want to just use the Ten Commandments to be in love with honoring your mother and father, to be in love with not committing adultery, to be in love with not to covet your neighbor or your, to covet your neighbor, to be in love with not to steal, not to kill. It's just like, whoa, okay. Because we think to ourselves, there are some things that we've done on just the Ten Commandments. And doesn't show real love, right? So that's the place that I want to be, and I pray that's the place that you want to be as well. So when we look at 48, my hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. So throughout your reading, Psalms 119, it is meditating on his word. It goes on and on again, and it's a beautiful psalm. It's totally a beautiful psalm. And the way that I began to see it was this person just deeply in love with God's word. It's like the breath of life. Hallelujah. It reminds me of a song that Sade, I know that's so secular, but there's a song called You Give Me the Kiss of Life. And that's how I feel this person who wrote Psalms 119. And I just want you to look to see, like, oh my gosh, they were in love with this word, in love with it. And that's where God wants us to be, like, in love with his faithfulness, all those things, compassion. There's so much about God's word that it's just a miracle, straight up miracle. You can't condense it. You can't judge it. It's just powerful, good, magnificent, all those things. So I guess the question that I had after reading Psalms 19, like how do I perceive God's word? What does it really mean? And I have to be real because I just told y'all I wasn't necessarily like feeling the love, but I want to get to that point. And I'm thankful that God respects that about his people. He will move you in that direction. Amen. And there is a scripture, so just look here at Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. I did do it during my quiet time, and I just felt like, oh, my gosh, here's the connection right here. Here is the connection. And knowing that his word, we are spiritually blessed through it. This word takes us to our destiny. This word gives us an assignment. This word gives us calling. It gives us anointing. It just gives us all that we need. So when I was reading today in Psalms 19, because I'm just taking bits and bits just a chunk at a time, I did want you to see in Joshua 1, verse 8, and I'll just read it based upon my notes here. What it says, this book of the law, and this is God talking to Joshua, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. All right, it's amazing how God gives you like five things to do in just one sentence. So he's saying to Joshua, meditate on it day and night, you observe it, and then you will see it come to pass as it is written. And every way, hallelujah, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have a good success. I mean, is that enough, y'all? Is that enough to understand when we get this word in day and out that we will see prosperity? I'm not talking about physical things. Of course, I believe that will come into fruition, but this is about our spirits prospering, meditating day and night. And let's just be real. Some things you just don't have to cut off. And I'm not talking about television. And I just received this in my heart. Thank you. That when people are serious about meditating on the Word of God, there is going to be some type of seclusion, isolation, because they are in this for real. You get what I'm saying? And I think it's necessary for Christians to be respectful about that, especially in a church. I'll just use a pastor because that's just an obvious example. But just the time that the pastor has not only to serve, but you got to manifest the servitude from the meditation. Amen. Gloria. You got to write that down. Manifest the what? Servitude for the manifestation. And what I mean by that is just meditating on God's word, period. So I will never know unless I ask the pastor, like, how many hours does he or she take to meditate on the word before it's given onto them, you know, for the delivery, for them to shepherd the people, to tell the people. And that is priceless. That is priceless. And I think as you continue to grow in your Christianity, that you will begin to see how much of a leader is gnawing and meditating on that word, because you're going to see it on the outside. You're going to see what they've been meditating on in their heart, and it's going to come out in the open. It will be revealed to you. Hallelujah. So making sure that you're meditating on this word, but of course that you're obeying this word and that you're not forgetting this word, that you will remember his word. Hallelujah. And his word is alive and well and good and fantastic. So again, just be mindful of what you're meditating on. Amen. So call 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794, and tell me what you're thinking. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I'm just so glad that God has just brought me right here to speak to you. So I do have a couple of takeaways before the show ends. And this is just what I want to leave with you today, which is very clear. You know, you got to meditate on the word, okay, so that it can overthrow. This is so important. It can overthrow every lie and whatever else Satan got for you to overflow, that he has ever spoken to you, that he has ever made you believe, that he has ever made you put faith in. And I'm not saying when I say made you, he convinced you, he influenced you. You got to know God's word so you can understand what a counterfeit looks like. Amen. You got to know the real thing, because we have all fallen for Satan's lies, straight up. But when you get into the word of God, that thing is going to explode. When I say that, it will blow up everything that Satan has said onto you. And you have to move in it. You got to walk in it. You got to believe in it. No matter what comes your way, you got to go for it. Be bold and courageous, because God is with you. Amen. Glory. I felt that thing. You will receive revelation. Whoa. Revelation. Revelation, and Daniel received revelation and interpretation for his dreams. He received wisdom. Let's talk about that. He was given that thing and was running that thing. All right. He may not have the title as a king. However, He was a child of God, glory, and God used him in mighty way. And he will use you just the same. You will have clarity. Things will be clear. I'm telling y'all, like, that the Holy Spirit will just, ooh, I can't even describe it, y'all, but it's just like water. It is tight. It is tight. You don't have to think so hard. It's just flowing out of you. Hallelujah. Understanding. You'll begin to identify who you are with him. With him. It is amazing how God's word will shut down any insecurities. It will shut down questioning about what you're supposed to do. It will shut down confusion. It will shut down double-mindedness. It will shut down backwardness, getting caught up in setup. You got to be on this word, y'all, like straight up. Continue to listen to Just the Pill. I'm just going to be real with you guys. God is doing a lot of adjustments in my own life, and I need to pray about the next time we will meet again. We've been on the air for almost a year now. Glory, hallelujah. And I'm just feeling in my spirit the time and the day may need to change because of what God is pouring on my schedule. So just keep up with me with that. But all of our shows are available, so really you can listen to it anytime. It's just having it live where you can call in and all those things. But God is just fantastic. So my prayer for you is that you just stay in his word. Amen. That you live it out. Believe in it. And I'm talking about chunks. I'm not talking about a scripture here that, like, you're going to fall in love with this word. And I believe that wholeheartedly. You would think, oh, man, there was a time I just used to do one scripture and didn't even look at the context. And then there's a time where you're looking at the full context of the Bible. Then you're looking like, oh, I just ran three chapters. It's not for you to gloat or boast, but you're going to see how he is going to put it on you, and you just want more and more and more. It just feels like there's not enough time to receive more of the meditation because of all the things that you have going on in your life. But I pray that you would just get it in. So, again, please read Psalms 119. Do it for yourself. It's going to bless you tremendously. And this is just your girl with Nell, with Just the Pill, signing off. See you next Thursday. And, again, thank you for listening, praying for you, pray for me. And, again, please check out Kevin L.A. Ewing's YouTube. He has a lot of different things going on. And read the comments, too. This is important, what I noticed about his information, YouTube. When you read the comments, you're going to see some familiarities as far as what has been occurring with you. I think you'll be surprised. Like, what? It's a good resource. I'm telling y'all, it's a good resource. Of course, God is the best resource. So, again, Kevin Ewing, always go back to, as he calls it, the scripture. What is the word of God says? I pray that you would do that and that you don't rush into making decisions. Go back to the word of God, that you're not rushing to do anything, but just to sit and to listen and be still, to know who he is and what he'll do according to what he says, because he is faithful to his what promises. Well, y'all be blessed. I will talk to you soon. Thank you for listening. And again, Winnell signing off.